This poem, A Piece of String, began very much as a poem of childhood memory, but surprisingly it resolved very much in the present. A Piece of String. Our brick row house, I never saw it as narrow. Wasn't it wide as a truck? And wasn't I, little one, giant, lord of that crumbling alley out back? Didn't I shadow those battered valleys, crouched to watch life pressing out through the cracks? The grass tufts, my post-nuclear ferns, the dandelions, a new order's sunflowers, ants, alien or ally hordes. And over my ruins, rising above the laundry room door, our fired clay fortress, wasn't it broad as Godzilla's paw? Where I lost my warriors in the cement's fissures, there sprouted elegant bluish blooms, banners better than headstone pebbles. Remember the old question, how long is a piece of string? How long did my brother and I fly on our bikes off the end of that lumber scrap ramp propped on a rock stolen from our own mother's garden? It will be forever unclocked. And how long till we drove back down Parma Road and marveled, our first home, so small and broken? We'd been the insects on that tract some lords in their clouds had mapped, paved, and traded. Then we'd migrated across city line for the schools. Times I still want streets to split open, vines sprung from the freed roots, sudden stems like fat green anacondas, leaves spread fast as dream and glinty as executioner's blades over our heads, and the sky ready to be my memorial petal, no stone to carve years in.